From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Coca-Cola and Costco appear to have made up. Last month, Costco said it would no longer carry Coke products because Coke wouldn't provide the products at a low enough price. But as of today, Coke is back on the retailer's shelves. The spat between the two companies represents something larger. Tensions between retailers and manufacturers are growing as consumers demand low prices. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Michael Zakur is the founder of China Bright Star. His firm supplies electronics, clothes, and lots of other things to retailers big and small. Those retailers, he says, are under enormous pressure to offer low prices.
An outstanding example of that is the country's two largest toy retailers, Toys R Us and Walmart, have completely reset their merchandising to place $20 and under items up front and center.
The reason is obvious. Shoppers aren't buying as much as they once did, and when they do buy, they want deals. So, for example, the same leather coat that sold for $150 last year is now less than $100. But for retailers to offer prices like that and still make money, they have to cut costs. As Zakur explains, department stores, consumer electronics outlets, and others are telling the manufacturers who make their stuff to drop their wholesale prices.
They're really pressuring the Chinese and Asian manufacturers to cut their product prices by anywhere from 10 to 30%.
To do that, manufacturers may have to skimp on raw materials or workmanship, and the quality of products might suffer. Zakur says manufacturers and middlemen, like himself, are feeling the price squeeze in other ways, too. Some of the big retailers, he says, are imposing tougher contract terms and additional fees or chargebacks.
If the goods don't arrive at the exact moment they're scheduled to on the loading dock, there's a chargeback. If the boxes are not labeled to specs, there's a chargeback.
He's describing some of the fees a jacket supplier might have to pay to a major department store, and there are others. If the jackets don't sell as well as the retailer anticipated, the supplier might have to take them back. Or he might be assessed a fee if too many had to be put on sale. And says attorney Donald Kreindler, who often represents suppliers.
The vendor has little choice, but he may try to negotiate that. But if he does not either agree to it or come to some agreement with respect to it, he may be told, well, you know, we may not be doing business with you in the future.
Retailers have often had more power than manufacturers, but it's especially true now because the supply of so many items is so much greater than demand. Dartmouth professor Richard Devaney says retailers are doing whatever they have to keep their prices down.
I think they're not only behaving logically, but they're behaving in the only manner that is left to them under the circumstances. They must put pressure on the suppliers, producers.
If they don't, he says, consumers won't be buying anything at their stores. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.